time to vibe with Danielle. So we're going to talk a little sports, a little pop culture, a little bit of better help for you and everyone else out there. So how did you guys do with your picks this week? I branched out all of my top rounds, and I gotta tell you, I did pretty darn good. I think I only missed 8 teams, and I have projected quite a few of the next rounds.
You're pretty shocking, I gotta say.
You crushed it, and the way that you described it last week.
Sometimes right? There's no rhyme or reason to my picks. It could be I lived in a state, could be I liked a state, could be I don't like another state, could be that the name of the team's really cool. There's really no rhyme or reason. I do have, you know, you can't necessarily doubt the best of the best. They're the best for a reason. But like I said, I do have my upsets coming for the final 2, and we shall see how that plays out. But, gotta say, I was right with UConn. Let's see, who else? Iowa State, North Carolina, Grand Canyon and Bama, Clemson and Baylor, Arizona. We got Houston and A&M, James Madison and Duke. All right, I am picking James Madison today and Houston.
Yeah, you're picking them over Duke, which is insane.
I know. I just got this feeling. Sometimes, you know, you just got to go with that feeling. If this was the Duke of a few years ago and Coach K, it's a whole other ballgame. But it's not, fellas. It's not. And, you know, 31-3 is the same record as UConn. So I'm just saying, you never know what might happen. I was really, really surprised with the Oakland and NC State wins. Okay, that game, if you didn't catch it yesterday, that was exciting.
It was real fun.
That was very, very exciting to go into overtime and NC State win. Didn't have either of those teams picked, but kudos to NC State for making it to that next round, which I do have you up against. Was it Kentucky? But Kentucky lost, so that doesn't matter. Anywho, so we're just going to keep rambling on. I got Marquette, we got Purdue and Utah State, Gonzaga, definitely. Oregon and Creighton, going Creighton, Texas and Tennessee. I picked Tennessee. So we had a lot of great wins for me. Da da da! Nope, you're not going to get to see the rest of it. I will go over the winners today, tomorrow. So we'll see how well my picks for today came out, and we'll do a little bitty shout out for all of that coming up. But in other sports news, so besides March Madness coming on, and I haven't even picked up the women's brackets because, well, I'm not really watching it, but if I have some free time, maybe I'll go around and do that. But men's, let's just face it, is more fun to watch than women's basketball.
True.
It is true. It is okay. Not to dismiss the women out there busting your butts, doing everything that you love. Kudos. Keep doing that. I'm sure more people will follow. Just like some people like soccer. A lot of people like soccer. I do not, so I will not be watching soccer or chiming in on any soccer picks, World Cup or not. Anywho, I digress to sports that I actually very much care about, like football. So I am wearing my Dallas jersey, and it will not be a Dak Prescott jersey in any foreseeable future. Mr. Prescott, while they are talking about just, you know, letting you go in 2025, maybe things to do with some off-field discretions that have now resurfaced for you. I apologize that you're having to go through this shenanigans. We kind of brought and touched on this a couple of weeks ago with this Me Too movement piece of the puzzle. Women, if you asked for what you got, own it. If it wasn't the perfect night, well, you can't take it back. It's like returning something to the store that you already ate. It's stupid. Don't go somewhere 5 years down the road, 2 years down the road and say, you know what? I really didn't like that experience. It just wasn't what I was thinking it would be. He didn't treat me as well. Maybe he was a little too rough, but ask yourself, what were you asking for?
Fair enough.
What were you asking? What did you expect? What were your expectations? And if it wasn't what you expected, why wait so long to say anything? There are so many avenues and options for mental health counseling, for grief centers, for abuse hotlines. There are many ways that you can take any situation, circumstance, warranted or not warranted, and discuss it in a healthy and professional manner before you do a publicity stunt.
And if you want help to come out with it, they will help you.
Absolutely.
For sure. And protect you.
That's their job. That is what it is designed for. There are confidentiality rules that we abide by in the world of psychology and medicine. Take advantage of it. You know, Dak Prescott's got a whole hell of a lot more to think about than the dismantling of the Cowboys right now. And it's not looking good for them for this next coming year.
Jerry Jones always says they're all in, so don't worry.
Oh, well, they're all in. They're just all like, in to like, watch everybody bypass them.
The Kentucky basketball program. They get ready for March every year. They're all in.
All in.
Oakland.
Oakland.
Against the team that sends more players to the NBA than any other basketball team in college.
I didn't pick it. But, you know, and if you did, mad props to you. So, more happenings in football. We've got, again, more domestic disputes happening in Detroit. All right. Let's see if they find him down in the Tampa Bay area, which he is no longer in. You know, so again, dudes, if you're going to get wild, just be smarter about it. That's all I got to say. Just be smarter about it. We all have our kings. We all have our things. We all have tempers, but how can you rein that in? Is what you're doing going to help your career or not? Are you going to get farther or take two steps behind, right? We were just talking about baseball, right? Allegations have now prevented an amazing pitcher from being signed, right?
Absolutely. Trevor over there, he's
crushing it.
Cy Young winner, crushing it in Japan. And nobody wants to touch him with a 10-foot pole.
Because of allegations.
Despite the fact that nothing was actually found.
Correct.
Yeah.
So reputations are everything. One little move, wrong move, can set you back so far. And not just in the world of sports, but in the CEO world. Driving an Uber, whatever it might be, school bus, I mean, anything. What are you doing that can derail that? And what are you doing to further enhance your overall career path? I had a great session with a client over the weekend telling me that they are about to embark on a whole different avenue within their profession. And that is extremely exciting. So if you are looking to branch out into another world, where are you going to do it? How are you going to get there? What's your roadmap, so to speak, right? We have a roadmap from all of these down to the final one. What's your roadmap to get to where you want to go? Well, let's start at the top. What is that initial and final piece of the puzzle? You want to be CEO? You want to start a new company? You want to be the top podcaster out there? You want to be the best fitness model, you want to be whatever it is. Start from here. Where are we going, right? What are each of our action steps? We've talked about SMART goals before. Let's get specific, everybody. Let's measure it out, right? What is your action? What's realistic? What's your timetable, okay? When we can further expand upon our day-to-day activities, our week-by-week, our month-by-month, our year-by-year, it only puts us in a better position to achieve and get everything that we set out to. You know, for me, if I want to train for another show, what's the first step I do? I pick the date of the show I'm going to do. If you're a Spartan racer, if you're a triathlete.
And then you enter it and count it.
And then, exactly, you take the action step. You pay for it. Now you are committed. You have financially and mentally and emotionally committed to that decision. So now, let's work. How far away is it? Is it 3 months? Is it 6 months? Is it a year from now? All right, how much time do we have to plan? Well, let's plan accordingly. Let's prepare for hiccups, right? Nothing is ever smooth sailing. In the middle of my last old Spartan trifecta training and bodybuilding, I broke my leg. Yep. That happened. So what do? You pivot. You don't let anything stop you. I continued on, trained in a different manner, had the best bodybuilding show I've had, and then went back and still completed 4 more Spartan races after my leg healed. So it is possible to overcome any adversity, and that we will talk about on another podcast is overcoming adversity, because there are strategic ways that you can do so. Lowering our stress responses, getting more into a rest and digest parasympathetic flow will allow you more chances to be successful. So I ask you, how are you going to be successful this week? What can you take away from these underdog teams that are proving to be successful against the big boys that were just primed to win it, right? How can you be the winner of your week? Tell me, share with me, ask me questions if you're stuck, and we'll have a great week, and I'll see you guys real soon. Every day I see everything's better. Each new step, perfect gowns of the light.